The first one I have here is, will my spell work be as effective being a solitary as it will be with a coven?
Well, that's a tougher question to answer than you think. In fact, there are so many variables that need to be taken into consideration that I can't really give you a simple yes or no answer. The only way I think I can address this properly is to clarify everything as I go along. So, are you asking whether a solitary practitioner can cast a spell that will be as effective as the combined efforts of a coven? Absolutely. Just because you're not working with a coven, it has no effect on whether you can cast a spell that will work. The main catalyst of effective spell work is belief fueled by the power of emotions. A group of people can certainly have no advantage over a solitary one in that department.
Yeah.
In some ways, there may even be disadvantages. If a coven isn't one that works well together, or there are members that do not believe in the outcome of the spell, it can have an effect on the group casting. On the other hand, you know, as I mentioned in my book, the power that's raised towards spell casting within a coven, it's raised exponentially by each member attributing energy toward the spell. If two people are casting a spell, it doubles it. If three people are, it's actually cubed, so it'd be, you know, 3 × 3 × 3 rather than just a single person.
Right.
With a well-working coven, spells can certainly be more powerful, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're more effective than it would be for a solitary practitioner.
It makes a lot of sense, and it is really all about the energy. If you're a solitary, if you're able to build that kind of energy, it can be just as effective as a coven. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you're asking if a single witch can be more powerful than the combined power of a group of witches, you know, taking that mind of the exponential raising of power, that answer is both yes and no. You know, it depends on two factors, the power of the individual practitioner and the power of the coven, or the extent to which the coven has worked together and can actually be effective in their group work.
Okay.
I guess the true answer can only be found in what spell work it is that you're trying to affect. Are you doing simple spell work to influence things and events in your own personal life? Or are you trying to bring peace to the world? Unless you have a total lack of faith in your ability to cast magic, there is nothing a coven can do for your personal situations that you can't easily accomplish as well. In fact, you have more power behind the emotions of your spell casting when it comes to things that are personal to you. And, I don't know, as far as bringing world peace, there are some things that are just beyond our control as individual practitioners. Unfortunately, world peace may be one of them. It's a sad thing.
Yeah.
If you were working towards something as grand as a scale as world peace, take heart in knowing that you are not the only one out there doing it. I know of many covens that come together at least once a year with that very specific focus and intent. The best you can do in this case is just continue your efforts and lend your energy to the worldwide efforts of us all.
Oh, great. Well, that's a great answer. To summarize, I guess it really depends on what you're trying to do and what the scope is, but a solitary can basically, there's nothing you can't do for yourself as a solitary that can't be accomplished with a coven. But obviously for the bigger things like the world peace type of things, the more the merrier, basically.
Exactly.
Well, great. Okay. Well, I think they're going to be really happy with that answer.